Blog Talk Radio.
The streets don't love you back. Stay tuned every Wednesday at 11:30 p.m. Eastern Standard Time, 8:30 Pacific, with your hosts Boyd and Lucinda for the hottest talk show in existence. The streets don't love you back.
Good evening and welcome to the Streets Don't Love You Back show on Blog Talk Radio. Today is September 9th, 2009. I'm your host, Lucinda, with my co-host, Robert Boyd. And tonight, our topic is, as always, the Streets Don't Love You Back. Tonight, we have a great show for you. We will be talking with Steve Brown and Rob. You there?
Yeah, I'm here. Yes. Yeah, how everybody doing tonight? We are here brought to you on the Streets and Love You Back show tonight. And we're with my man Steve Brown tonight here to talk about his change and the courage he had made in his life to change things around. So we had a great day today. My book is into the Cincinnati libraries. I'm very happy about that. And they'll be in Detroit libraries coming this Friday. So I'm very ecstatic about that. So we're asking everybody to log on to www.thestreetsdontloveyouback.ning.com and look at the photos of us on the air. And back to Lucinda.
And we'd also like to remind everybody that we have our book signing on Saturday, September 12th in Detroit. And that's at 3 o'clock, so we'd like everyone to come out and get your book and get an autographed copy. And we also have our Change show that starts this month in Cincinnati. And Change is, again, brought to you by the Streets Don't Love You Back movement. And real stories, real people, and we talk people and talk about how they live the street life and how they've changed their life. And that'll be airing on Warner Cable on Monday 7 a.m. channel 24, Wednesday 2 p.m. channel 4, and Fridays 11 p.m. channel 4. And if you would, Rob, just like to introduce our guest, we'll go ahead and get started.
The guest tonight is Mr. Steve Brown, and we would just like him to introduce himself, and we'll get started from there.
Yeah, I'm I'm Steve Brown from Cincinnati, Ohio. I'd like to say what's up to everybody.
All right, we're going to get right to the point, Mr. Brown. We want to ask you, tell us some things about you and what made you change your life around and some incidents that put you in the frame that you knew the streets didn't love you back.
Well, basically, I've been, in Cincinnati mostly my whole life and traveled around to a lot of different cities in the United States and just cities outside the states. And, my 6-year stay in Walnut Hills, was running a little store over that way, and I've seen a lot of, wicked and evil things go on where friends, or so-called friends, stab each other on the back on a daily, and women and just relationships, crazy relationships and crazy things happening on the streets. So after, being around that for about six years or so, I relocated my business outside of the inner city where you still get a little bit of, the non-love, here and there, but more in the inner city, stereotype in the inner city, you get, a little more of it where the guys hang in the day, and then next thing you know, they then shot each other or robbed each other, and, it's just wild out there.
So can you give us some incidents that have occurred within yourself that made you want to make a change within Steve Brown life.
Yeah, after seeing some of these guys calling the curb service that stand in front of the store from the time we open to the time we close, and then like 6 years, then seeing them go in jail, out of jail, in jail, out of jail, just, you know, let me know that that's not the life, you know. For seems fast at one point, it's like the race with the rabbit and the turtle. You know, the turtle, he gonna get there and be safe but sure, or slow but sure. And the rabbit, on the other hand, is trying to make a dollar out of 15 cents by any means necessary. And I would see that the rabbit way of doing things ends you up in jail or dead or on all special kind of programs. So I knew that wasn't the way for me to go.
Right. So I'm going to turn it over to Lucinda, and she can speak now.
Who was your role models when you were young? And how did they impact your life, either good or bad?
I would have to say that I was lucky to have my father grow up in the same house, you know, with me. And I've seen him, work and bust his butt and work two jobs and didn't see him that much, except for maybe on a Sunday. But it kind of inspired me to that hard work, you know, would pay off, and there's not really, you know, too many shortcuts in life. And on the sports side of things, Deion Sanders was kind of like a guy I kind of looked up to that got drafted to a losing team and lobbied to be traded, you know, and people looked at him as not being a team player, but he stuck to his guns and got traded to a decent team, won a couple of Super Bowls. Like I say, played football and baseball. I was an all-star and all-pro in both sports. So I kind of demarked his way he went after things.
Right. And so you were one of the lucky ones then, I guess, to have your father always around and showed you how to work hard and do what you got to do to take care of yourself. Let's say, how old were you when you kind of got into the street life?
I guess you could say it was a late bloomer, closer to after I graduated from high school, around 18, 19, after they call it the bridge between, you know, going to, you know, between school and college or school and army or whatever it is that you do after you leave the 12th grade. And it's like you've basically grown up and, you know, on your own, and it's time to go to school or go to work.
Right. And so did you kind of do that just for, like, to make money, or did you do it because your friends were doing it, or what kind of drew you to that kind of life at that time, besides just searching for yourself?
Well, being, like I say, it's a tempting way of life, you know, being around certain friends, you know, the luckier ones that's, you know, making good money, looking nice every day, driving nice cars, and pretty much, you know, make their own schedule, make you want to kind of lean that way and do the street life thing, you know, 100%, but like you say, it's been lucky to see a few things through other people's experiences, and I guess a few of my own that really don't pay to like there really no shortcuts in life. Nothing good comes easy, you know.
Right. You just gotta work hard for what you want if you want it to be good and last for a while, I guess. And what made you change again? I mean, you said just kind of seeing everybody coming in and out of jail and stuff, kind of just decided you didn't
want to do it. Yeah, a few fallen soldiers to the, you know, that actually died, and another handful that's, you know, going between 2 and 10.
Right.
Stuff like that. So it's, like I said, I've been, I don't know, I consider myself, you know, kind of lucky to, you know, to be around it and, you know, to flirt it with the street life, you know, for years, and just never really got caught up in it too deep.
Yeah.
But I have been exposed to it enough to know that at one point where you think that the streets is loving you and you don't need nobody else, you know, you can just run around and do your thing, and then so quickly the tables turn and you looking for help from people that you've helped over the years, and nobody can remember anything, you know. You can only remember, I can only remember what happened yesterday.
Right. What would you tell the youth out there today about that kind of life?
I would encourage to, you know, stay in school and while you're in school, try to get the, I know it probably sounds kind of corny. A lot of people say, you know, stay in school and get the most out of it you can get. But a lot of things, material things and other things, they come and go. But when you get that certain knowledge, knowledge is power. You get that certain knowledge in your head where you know about real life and definitely know about if you actually being violated out here on the streets. A lot of our young boys are stereotyped. There's a lot of guys that wear jewelry or drive nice cars that don't sell drugs, and they have to go through the repercussions of the people that do, and they get pulled over and this and that. It's just, I'll just say know your rights. You know, stay in school, and there is no shortcuts in life, you know. So if you think you on the way or see a get rich quick scheme, or you see a way that you can make some quick money by just taking a trip, driving something here, driving something there. Some guys like to pretend that they, in it. I mean, they're in it, but they want to pretend they're not really in it. You know what I mean? And right. I guess that's been kind of me in a way, been on the outskirts where I've got involved in different little transactions just to try to make a quick buck here and there. But it's, don't pay, you know. The slower way, the surer way. I mean, you might not see money right away or instantly, you know, in a week or two, or like real money, but the slow, sure way is going to be the longer. You'll make more in the end. They might make more in the short stretch, but by you going the long stretch, you're going to make more at the end and if you do it right, can have a happy retirement and live happy, you know, in your later years.
Right. So in your streets, I mean, in your years, you know, on the streets or living that kind of life, can you remember some instances where you saw friends that had been friends for a long time turn on each other because of the drugs and the money and things like that?
Yeah, it's just like the real working world where only there's no real rules or laws, underground rules and laws, where if a guy's coming up fast, when I say coming up, making money a little faster or getting better wholesale deals than maybe your partner that's been in it just as long as you. I mean, he may get mad that I'm getting better deals than him only because of my performance. And he's not getting better deals, so he may try to take me out or take the main man out or, you know, try to meet the wholesaler, you know, they self, you know, try to cut you out of the game, you know, altogether if they can. If it means, to some people, if it means taking you out, then that's what happened to try to get ahead.
Right.
Yeah. So, yeah, I've seen people turn on each other or know about something that's going on and pop up over somebody's house and, you know, try to rob them or whatever.
Right.
Yeah.
Well, we are going to do a quick commercial and song, and then we'll be right back to talk some more with Steve.
Okay. Thanks.
Money. Power. Respect. Trash. Prison. Death. A new book, The Streets Don't Love You Back, by Robert Boyd, to educate the youth. Order the book right now, online, at thestreetsdontloveyoubackname.com, a place where positive things happen. The new social networking site developed by Robert Boyd and Lucinda to educate the youth. Come join the movement. You can make a difference.
Stay tuned every Wednesday at 11:30 p.m. Eastern Standard Time with your hosts, Boyd and Lucinda, for the hottest talk show in existence. The Streets Don't Love You Back.
Everybody's out here talking about all that thug life, player. Talking about that drug dealing thing. Tell you, baby, it's about getting your life together, getting your head on tight, doing something with your life, and stop destroying the community, and stop destroying yourself, baby. But when the people come at you, they come for real, player. Homeboys on my
streets don't love you back. Come join the movement at thestreetsdontloveyouback.ning.com.
Come on, 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 come on the way your brains will get blown. Phenomenon, not me, not no. No, 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 no.
Welcome back to the Streets Don't Love You Back show. Just wanted to let anyone know, if you're out there listening, you can call in with a comment or talk to us at 347-826-7273. And you can always look up all of our information on our website, and that's www.thestreetsdontloveyouback.ning.com. And I just wanted to talk a little bit more about what we did today. We actually had made plans with Sally, who's in charge of all the book ordering at Cincinnati Library, and had an appointment with her this morning. And we presented her with a book and also a picture and a poster of the author, Robert Boyd. And our book is going to be, they're going to be purchasing several copies of the book and placing them in multiple libraries in the Hamilton County, which she told us today that there's 40 libraries in Hamilton County. So we're looking forward to our book, you know, hopefully being put in all those libraries, and working with her in the future. And then we have an appointment on Friday with the man that does all the purchasing in the Detroit Public Library. And we'll be also donating our book to them, and then he's going to be working with us on getting books placed in all the libraries up in the Detroit area. So we're real excited about that, and you know, real excited about the book getting out. You can always buy the book on our website. We also have the books available at Harlem World Books and Video in Oak Park, Michigan, and then also in New York at Human Bookstore, and also in Cincinnati at Best Wireless. And you can get all those addresses and phone numbers and information off of our website. And again, Saturday, our book signing is going to be at Harlem World Books and Video in Detroit. And hopefully, you know, we'll be able to see a lot of you there. And also, we have our soundtrack that's coming out any day. We're just waiting for it to come back. But we, it's going to be awesome, lots of good music, and so just keep your eye open for that so you can order that. You can also order pre-order T-shirts and caps, and you can see those on our website as well. So, Rob, it was an exciting day.
Oh, yes, indeed. It was very exciting for me today, and I just want to say once again, I have to always thank Lucinda, my fiance, always for her reviving the book like she did, and I appreciate that very much, and I always got to give her thanks and blessings for that as well. And now the book once again is in the Library of Cincinnati, being Detroit Library, and also we're going to get it in the New York Library, California, and we're going to keep going on and on till the book is around the world in all 52 states. That is the mission, and the total mission is to help these youths out here to open their eyes and understand that the streets is a total dead end, and I'm thinking everybody will roll with the movement. So I'm very excited and thankful about that. So we're going to go back to Lucinda, and then she's going to start talking to Mr. Brown again.
Yeah, just to remind everybody what The Streets Don't Love You Back, obviously the book, but then we branched out to a movement, The Streets Don't Love You Back movement, and the movement striving to educate the youth about the dangers of gang violence, the street life, the drug hustle, and, you know, that there are alternatives to that. The main thing that you need to do is get an education. I mean, everybody that we talk to that used to live that life, you know, we ask them, what would you tell the youth now? And everybody says, get an education. You know, you have to know and you have to be able to be prepared to take care of yourself in the future. And the drug hustle life is just, it's a quick fix, and it doesn't, you know, it doesn't last very long, and, you know, you either end up in jail or dead, or, you know, losing a lot of friends and family, and, you know, it's just not a good life, and, you know, you need to get an education, and you need to, you know, get a job, and work hard for your money, and just live a good life, and so, you know, as we do that, we're looking to go out and talk to kids at schools, you know, the junior high, the elementary schools, the high schools, you know, even the colleges if we can, and, you know, just share some stories of people and how, you know, their real life, you know, real life stories of people and how it really is out on the streets from people that actually live that life and how they've been able to change their lives and through examples of people that have been there and done that and know what it's like. We're trying to help others to change their life and for the better and, you know, to have a more positive life. So that's what our movement is about. And tonight we're talking with Steve Brown, who got caught up in this street life for a few minutes and how he's changed his life and what he's doing now. And welcome back, Steve.
Yeah, hello.
Hello. So tell us what you're doing now, Steve.
Right now I run a ice cream store / restaurant, and I've been doing that for about 3 years. And it's going pretty good.
Good. But you still see people. Out, you know, out your windows doing their thing, I imagine.
I'm actually like not in those circles, but
right.
I do see people that I think, you know, like I'm like some people. I mean, I probably could be wrong on a few people, but I see a few people that I think and by certain things that they do and say and act make, you know, believe that I've been around or seen some people, you know, still in action.
Okay. Well, hopefully, you know, you'll be able to stay far away from all that and keep doing what you're doing and hopefully, you know, help other people not to, you know, to get out of it.
Yeah, when you run into a lot of these younger kids, and I say, you know, the 13, 18 crowd, they're kind of hard to approach, you know. You know, some of them, not all of them, but when I get a chance or I see a easy opening, meaning that where I can feel like I can say something to someone without, you know, going through a little conflict about it, you know, getting
right.
a message across or shed a few words of wisdom, you know, to, you know, a few guys that I've known that 15 or 16 already talking about not finishing school, you know.
Right.
So sometimes the best alternative seems like, well, at least, you know, get your GED, you know, if you don't want to go to the classroom, you know, per se. So.
Right.
Because
eventually if you want to go to college, you can still do that with the GED.
Exactly. So.
Yeah.
Yeah, there's still a lot of, you know, people who are young and, I guess, medium old.
Right.
You know, be aware of your surroundings and, you know, pay attention to, you know, everything that's going on out there. If you ever
right.
have opportunity to shed some words of wisdom to, you know, a younger man or woman or maybe the same age as you, say, doing something that you feel like you can
right.
say something to help them out, you know, go ahead and step up and help them out. That's what the movement is about, getting more people to step up and say what's wrong or not be, you know, afraid or intimidated. A lot of people say, well, it's not my business, you know, to say something to this other person or somebody else's kid. But if we get more people to, you know, step up, you know,
right.
not conflict. We can't beat it into anybody's head. But, you know, the more people hear about people doing good things, it's all about the circles you hang in. You see more people Yeah, the more people you talk to and the more people doing good things, it'll slowly spread.
Right. If you hang around with people that are doing good things, you're gonna want to do good things.
Exactly.
Yeah. So you used to work with Rob in his music industry, and I believe you were his promoting manager for a while. So you've seen probably a lot of changes over the years with Mr. Boyd and how he's just done, you know, awesome things, and he just continues to do better things. What can you tell us about your relationship with him and how you've seen the changes and the good things that he's doing?
Actually, I've been knowing him for, a nice little stretch now, and over 15 or about 15. And I've seen him come a long way from, you know, scrapping and grinding, trying to get artists, you know, here or there, or get them prepared to do a local show, or even sometimes just getting in the studio to, you know, getting it right. You know, if we have to do it again and again and again, then we would stand there and get it right. And with his temper changed as he slowly changed from Rob to Mr. Boyd on most occasions. Yeah, he's really calmed down and has a more professional side, or more tactful way of talking when trying to get his point across versus straight direct talk, which a lot of America is not really comfortable with, when depending on what you're talking about, you know.
Right.
So he's smoothed his edges out, you know, a lot, and he's always been busy on something, you know, like say a couple albums and the books and, you know, the TV shows and talk shows, and so he's constantly busy.
Right. Always trying to make a change now, you know, and trying to give back. You know, we've met a lot of people that have, you know, lived the street life, and the ones that have been able to change their lives, you know, everybody wants to just give back to the streets, and just, you know, you can't change the past, but you can, you know, try to make the future better, and just, you know, just to be able to talk to the kids and help them, and just hopefully, you know, save some of the youth in our country today.
Yeah, definitely. And that's definitely something to speak on, because the youth is definitely important out here, that we must inspire them to do what's right and what's real than the street world, because that's a very short life. Nobody sometimes lives to even talk about that life, you know. And with speaking on Steve Brown and me back in the day coming up, yeah, you know, he's seen a lot coming through the rankings with me, you know. And I just wanted to ask you, Mr. Brown, you know, if it came a time in life that anybody would tell you to count me out, what definitely would you tell them, Mr. Brown?
Yeah, so you already better look better cutting their own head off than to count you out. Yeah, that's what I tell them.
Yeah, Mr. Brown definitely done seen me pull some rabbits out of a hat through the years, you know what I mean? And he was the closest thing to me coming up through the rankings. And, yeah, we definitely done shared some great times, some great moments, and we used to travel everywhere together, you know? Can you tell us about some of the trips we done traveled on, Mr. Brown, during our, you know, music days?
Yeah, we've been as far as the West Coast promoting and trying to put some things out there, and been in New York and down towards New Orleans on the south side, so, and a few stops in between. So, like I say, been around and in a few states, different regions of the country, trying to get the name and the word out there.
And every time that you ever roll with me, Mr. Brown, what did I do? Did I make it happen or what?
Yeah, yes, sir. I'd say that when you put Mr. Boyd down at the table and whatever we sat down to do, at the end of the day, that's what it was.
My man, you know, and I always have, like, rolling with real cats that took life serious. You know, it's good to have good times, but you have to be serious if you're trying to accomplish something. And that was always my mission, to try to accomplish anything I set out to do in life. And I always said it's always time to have fun and it's always time to enjoy, but you have to accomplish first before all the enjoyment start going on, you know. And that's what we're trying to do now with the movement. It's about accomplishing, saving these youths out here and opening their mind to what's happening out here, because a lot of them is so tied up and so distorted out here with all this old new school thing that they think the streets love them back. But the streets don't do nothing but take, steal, kill, and rob, you know? So I really appreciate you definitely joining me in the movement as well, Mr. Brown, as you did through the music days with me, you know? We had great moments and great times, and I just want to thank you for that as well while you're on the air. And also, I want to turn the mic back over to Miss Lucinda, and we go to a song, another commercial, and we'll come back with Mr. Brown.
Thank you. I'll be right back.
What's up, what's up? This RB checking in. But the streets don't love you back. The movement is on, baby. Letting you know, me and LD talking about that thug / drug life. Let me tell you a little lesson, players. In these streets, baby, they'll never love you back. Trust that.
No, these streets, they don't love you, they don't love you.
Everybody's around here talking about all that thug life, player. Talking about that drug dealing thing. Tell you, baby, it's about getting your life together, getting your head on tight, doing something with your life, and stop destroying your community and stop destroying yourself, baby. But when the people come at you, they come for real, player. Homeboys on my team done got 400 million before, baby. 100 million, baby. Now they sitting on death row, baby. That's where you want to be, player. Cause the drug game is washed up. The thug game is washed up, baby. They put it in our communities, baby, and they tell us off the top, yeah, you can make this, you can make that, but once they come for you, game over, lights out. Do what you feel, do what you want to do, baby, but join the movement. It's the streets, baby, they don't love you back. It's the streets, baby, they don't love you back. Come on, come on. Track here, it's a track of knowledge, you feel me? Want all young brothers and sisters across America to understand that the drug game, the thug life, that's all washed up right now. Take heed, learn from players that done live that life, you feel me? Much love to my man, the real freeway Ricky Ross. Jeff Step Down, May 4th, we sending you much love out there to Cali, you feel me? Much love to everybody across state to state who roll with the movement. It's time to open your eyes up, people. It's time to rise up above all this street thing, you feel me? It's a better way. Let's do this.
It's moments like this when my back's against the fence that I say, fuck the fence. Life is just, I gotta go and get a get. Got get caught up in moves. Shit, I'm strong. It started from my home, so I'm at home when pressure's on. We all alone when we born. We all alone when we die. We need to get our shit together. We can make it if we try. Can probably fake it if you cry. But I hate it when you whine. And if all this truth is up, then you can take it when you die. I'm on my grind, cause all I got is time. But maybe it's enough. But if it's not, then let me know. Cause I feel like I'm a bust. I'm overstuffed with propaganda. This is slander. Lies, try to slick the public and then wonder why there's crimes and murders on the rise, cause we ain't got a dime. Shit, I'ma hurt some fucking body, you can see it in my eyes. I lie awake sometimes at night and ponder how to get ahead, jump out of bed paranoid, I'm going backwards instead. Feel like my feet is full of lead, cause I just can't move, freestyle life off the head, cause I don't know what to do. I need to make a couple moves. Ooh, I need to make a couple moves. I need to make a couple moves, but I gotta stay free, cause each and everything I do and say affects my seed. Decide what's the truth, separated from fallacy. Separate what I want from the things that I need, and try to make a way for everything to be okay. Stay focused on my goals, so you never stray away. Let the past be the past and your future's okay. Pay attention to the present, living in it every day. Come
let
on.
Let us all be checking back in with you, like I said. It's that traffic knowledge that you young brothers and sisters understand. But hey, the street life, that's a dead issue. That's a dead game. That's all washed up. Let's get our life together. Let's do what we need to do. Let's love more, hate none. RB, love, one. Much love to Lucinda, my manager, and my man LD. Let's do it. 100. Out.
The money. The rise to power. Violence. Gangs. Drugs. Death. Self-destruction. Prison. The true life story of Detroit kingpin Rob Boyd. A must-read book. This book will be available online worldwide to order at thestreetsdontloveyouback.name.com, at amazon.com, barnesandnoble.com, indiebound.org, and borders.com. Also available in Detroit at Harlem World Books and Videos and at Human Bookstore on Frederick Douglass Boulevard. It's everywhere, so go ahead and order your autographed copy today. The streets don't love you back.
And welcome back to the Streets Don't Love You Back show. If you're listening and want to call in, the number is 347-826-7273. And our website is www.thestreetsdontloveyouback.ning.com. And we're going to talk a little bit about the book and let you know a little bit about what the book is about. The Streets Don't Love You Back is kind of an autobiography of Mr. Boyd's life, and as he grew up in the East Side Ghetto of Detroit, Michigan. His birth father was a prominent figure. He was a well-known author and a reverend, but he chose not to be a part of Rob's life, and Rob had a stepfather that treated him very good, taught him a lot of things, and when Rob was 9, he actually witnessed his grandfather murder his stepfather over a misunderstanding that it didn't even have anything to do with him. So when Rob was 9, he, you know, didn't have his father, didn't have his stepfather, and, you know, couldn't stand his grandfather for what he did. Rob and his mom and his family moved to a different neighborhood, and it ended up to be a gang-infested neighborhood. And Rob actually turned to the gang for help one day when he was robbed in the wintertime of his coat, and I'll let him tell you the story. But, you know, that was when Rob turned to the street life and the gang life. The guys in the gang kind of became his family and his role models, and you know, so Rob lived street life for many years, you know, from 9 years old, 10 years old, you know, on up and into his adulthood, and until he realized that, you know, the streets don't love you back, and, you know, I need to get out of this life, or I'm going to either end up dead, like a lot of my friends, or in the penitentiary for life, like a lot of my friends. So Rob chose to, you know, leave the city and start a new life somewhere else, and change his life and do a lot of changes. And also in the book are stories of other, you know, some of Detroit's biggest drug lords in the 70s, 80s, and 90s. And all of them, you know, are, you know, were brought down. They're either dead or in the penitentiary or, you know. So, you know, the whole book shows examples of things, you know, the street life and the streets don't love you back. And you know, to change your life, to do something positive with your life. So, Rob, tell us about the day that that you got your coat stolen, and how you turned to the gang or to the guys hanging out on your street for help.
Oh, well, you know, the day that I got my coat stolen, like I said on numerous occasions, you know, the guys used to hang out in front of my mom's house, so it was easy to find them, you know. And that day I just ran back in the neighborhood and told them, and, you know, they went. I thought they was going back to get my coat, like I said, but, you know, in the process of going back, I ended up getting involved and didn't even understand what was happening. Until I started going down. And the one thing for me to get my coat back, a guy pulled out a pistol and said that, you know, you got to go pistol whip that guy and then get your coat back, and then you down with us. I'm looking at him like, huh? Because I'm like, man, I'm 10 years old. I mean, you know, I don't know nothing even about this lifestyle. So it's so easy to get caught up in that life. And previous to that, my stepfather was murdered, and like I said, it was, you know, something that was on my mind real heavy, and I was very angry at that time in my life, so it was so easy for me to get down like that, because it was just, man, this guy done took my coat, I done lost my stepdaddy, you know, and I'm out here, and I just can't let nobody take nothing from me. My daddy always done been took from me, you know, he done been took from me, so I can't let this happen. So that's how my life got affiliated with the streets real heavy, you know. But in the book, right, you'll hear a lot of breakdowns of guys, excuse me, of guys who I ran with and guys who I associated with directly and indirectly through the book. I breaks it down to let people know no matter how many millions you get, game is over and life's out. You know, if you keep riding that train, the DEA, the feds, the jack boys, the robbery boys, your so-called friends, all that turns, you know, and then you become just an inmate or a person in the graveyard, you know. The drug world is a business. It ain't got nothing to do with friendship, you know. It's a straight-up business, and that's one thing people about to realize and learn. When you get up in that world, there ain't no such thing as that's my friend, that's my homie. Mess up some money and see what happens. See how quick your so-called homie turns. So it's a straight business. Don't think that's something that's going to get a retirement plan or you got a 401k plan with it. No. Death or penitentiary come with that plan. There's no 401k. There's no Social Security plan. And there's no benefits. Yeah, there's no number two benefits to that plan. And that's death or life in the penitentiary. They're the only two benefits to the street world plan. So I just want to make that clear to young cats out here, you know, that's really thinking they doing something, you know, and you run around here because you're selling, you know, a little of this and a little of that, you thinking you're the only one ever did that, you know what I mean? Man, you better look at that Streets Don't Love You Back book. Cats done made 400 million homes, money that you will never even see in history, you know what I mean? And that's the kind of money a lot of people done worked all their life for ain't never seen, and they sitting on death row now. So come on, man, let's get serious. Many have tried before you, and you, and you. And his drug/thug life, like I said, that's the oldest failure in mankind. You know, you got to recognize that they can take anything from you in this street world. And when you get schooling and knowledge, they can't never take that from you. They can't take your mind. But they can sure take all the material things. They can take your life, you know, and they can take your freedom. So it's about making the right choice out here now, and that's what the movement is about, and that's what me and Lucinda speaks on each and every day. And, like, once again, I'm very happy about the book is into the libraries now, and we're going to put it in state to state. And I'm just so happy about it. A young lady on Facebook left us a comment saying she can't wait till the book get all over the world. So that's letting me know that me and Lucinda are doing something right with the movement, because, like I told her, the movement is a great thing we're doing, and it's bigger than the book. The book is just one element, just to break it down to young people on what it really is. But the movement is a worldwide element, because we want everybody to get involved, city to city, state to state, and people to start coming up with the Streets Don't Love You Back Day in your community, having a community session with these youths and letting them know why the streets don't love you back. Break it down to them. Give them examples. Show them what's up. You know what I mean? Show them it's a better way. You know? Show them, because Johnny across the street do wrong don't mean you had to do wrong. Because, you know, when you think wrong, you already done thought failure. And that's the bottom line. So I'm going to send the mic back over to Miss Lucinda. And I just want everybody to, you know, just take a look at life for real out here, you know, and put your thinking cap on. Because it's a better way.
Right. Definitely a better way. And it all does start with knowledge, and knowledge is power. And you know, the more you know, the more you can do, and the more you can change. And you know, a lot of kids, I think, join gangs because they feel a sense of belonging, or, you know, they're maybe just, you know, they don't have a lot of friends, and they, you know, go to the gang thinking that, you know, here, I belong to something now, and I'm a part of something bigger. And, you know, they think that it's, you know, portrayed, you know, by, I don't know, movies or just what they hear, that it's a sense of family. You know, your gang is your family. Your gang is you know, always going to be there for you. There's, you know, loyalty, honor, all that stuff. But, you know, that's just an illusion, because none of that really happens. And, in fact, you know, your so-called family will turn on you in a snap of a finger, and maybe even kill you in a snap of a finger over money and drugs and greed. And you know, that's just the way it is out there. It's not like on, you know, movies where, you know, you can kill somebody, but, you know, they're not really dead because it's just a movie. But in real life, it happens. And there is no loyalty. There is no family. And what can you say about that, Rob? Because I know for a fact you've seen this over and over in your days.
Well,
friends turning on friends and.
Right. You know, it's like with that situation right there, you know, I done seen things very deeper than that. I done seen cats take care of business, you know what I mean, and go to the person's funeral, you know what I mean? Like,
right.
Ain't nothing ever happened, you know?
Huh.
So this street world thing is so deep. I mean, it's so trill out here, and it's so serious. You know, young cats out here nowadays don't even have a clue, man. That's what that really is about, man. It's deeper than pants hanging off your butt and all that, man. This shit is trill out here, man. You know, this is real life, you know? That people will kill your whole family when it comes to that drug/thug life, you know, just to try to belong, you feel me? Just to say, oh, I did this, and, you know, that only because you squeeze a trigger, man, don't make you no thoroughbred cat, man. You got suckers out here that'll pull a trigger, you know what I mean? You got a weak man that'll pull a trigger, you know what I mean? That don't make you no gangster, you know what I mean? Like I said time and time again, real gangsters take care of family. And that family mean they family, direct family, you know what I mean, mama, you know what I mean, and brothers and sisters and their kids, you feel me? And that's what family is about. That street family thing, man, that's nothing, man. You know what I mean? You got to get hit for real. And then you got some of your own family will turn on you too. But that street thing, that's a dead end, man. You know what I mean? I'd rather be solo than call myself trying to be hanging around a bunch of cats that ain't got nothing on their mind. Because that's already failure, bro. So it's time to wisen up, man, because people will kill you for a little or nothing out here nowadays, and it truly ain't even worth it. Back
right.
to you,
What would you tell, you know, I've heard this comment before, I might be in the gang, but we don't sell drugs. We don't do anything wrong. Do you believe that?
Well, that's a bunch of BS, because if you're affiliated with a gang and just one person do wrong, you're association, you feel me? So
right.
It ain't nothing to die alone or something and nothing happening. If one person do wrong and you in that situation, you're an accessory to what's happening. That's just like a man hanging with a man pull the trigger. He did just
right.
Like he should have pulled it too, you feel me?
Right.
Because he going to penitentiary too. He's accessory to the crime. So, you know, if a person tell you that, they lying to themselves and lying to everybody else. You know what I mean?
Right.
So
they're in denial.
Yeah.
They're in denial,
you know what I mean?
For sure.
Because they
because
already
most,
know what
yeah,
they're doing
most gangs
wrong.
Have, or, I mean, that's, you know, it's a type of organized crime. And, you know, they're selling drugs and they're, you know, just doing all kinds of illegal
right.
activity.
But
and,
don't want you to know. That's like these young kids out here
right.
nowadays. 15, 16, 17 years old, smoking cigarettes, drinking, and all that bull crap. Like, some slick about that, man. You know, ain't nothing slick about that. You feel me? And they want to run out here and deal with all these suckers out here. And then when the ball game unfolds, I mean, you jacked your life off with somebody that didn't even give a hoot about you. You feel me?
Right.
So, you know,
and not to mention that we got these young kids that are 9, 10, 11, 12 with guns also, just doing what they're told and just for the heck of it. They don't realize what they're doing, and they're just being told to do it by older people who are, you know, the same people that are having these young kids, you know, deliver their drugs and that kind of activity for them.
Right.
And the young kids don't really fully realize, I don't think, exactly what they're doing, but they get caught up in that life, even to, you know, maybe they're using the drug. And,
right.
You know,
everybody
then they get the money involved, so they, you know, get involved. And there are some young kids out there that are pulling triggers.
Oh, yeah, definitely.
And parents really, really need to talk to their kids and be aware of where they are and what they're doing and who they're hanging out with.
But, you know, then you also got them kind of parents, Lucinda, that'll say, oh, my child has never did this and that. But deep down inside, you don't know what your child done did. You feel me? Because your child ain't going to tell you everything. You know what I mean?
Right.
So that really kills me when a person says, oh, my child has never did anything. And my child was brought up so right. It's a whole lot of kids being brought up right that get strung out on drugs. Look at Hollywood. You feel me? You got people, the parents been had millions from day one. You know what I mean?
Right.
Ain't got to mention no names in Hollywood. And next thing you know, they strung out on drugs. And matter of fact, I use one person for a prime example. You know, may Farrah Fawcett rest her soul. Ryan O'Neal and Farrah Fawcett's son. They've been had millions for many years. He turned out to be a drug addict using heroin. You know what I mean?
Right.
Now he's sitting in jail for 15 years. So don't say what your child won't do, because he probably said what hers wouldn't do. Because they had this and had that. So because you come from a good home don't mean nothing, because I'm going to just keep it straight 100. A lot of drug addicts come from good homes. Don't just look at the ghetto, because the ghetto is one thing, but the suburbs, they out there too heavy. You feel me?
Mm-hmm.
No doubt.
That's for sure. And you need to realize that, you know, even though you raised them right. Right.
Yeah,
and they've messed
up,
you know, don't be afraid to admit it and try to get help for them.
Right, you know, so that really kills me when people say that, oh, my child has never did this. You don't know what your child done did, because when you ain't around your child, you don't know what they doing. You feel me? They trying to fit into the crowd or whatever crowd they hanging with. You know what I mean? They trying to be part of, you know?
Right.
And the next thing you know, when you do find out they doing wrong, it breaks your heart so bad because you done put Johnny or Sue on a high pedestal. You know what I mean? You know, you can't do that no matter who kid they is. You got to look at life for life out here in these streets. You know what I mean? It's the real world. You know?
Right.
Yeah, so we want people to start understanding that. Don't always be saying what your child won't do.
Exactly. Never say never.
Yeah. Cause they
our time is almost
everything.
Up. Right, exactly. Just want to remind everybody and, you know, go get the book. It's an awesome story. It's just an awesome book. So far the reviews have been coming back and people just can't put the book down. You know, they just want to sit and read it to the end. And it's an awesome story. It's, you know, an awesome example of The Streets Don't Love You Back. And we'd encourage you to get involved in the movement. Can go to our webpage and sign up for that, and just keep in touch on the webpage. You know, comment to us and give us, you know, ideas or let us know what's going on in your city or what you want to do to help. You know, we're looking for people, you know, contact people in every city and state, people that we can come and, you know, give talks with and meet up with and just to spread the word and start talking to kids, about living a good life and getting, you know, or staying away from all the negative things. So do you have any last words to say, Rob?
Yes, I would just like to say thank you, Miss Lucinda, for once again reviving The Streets Don't Love You Back, and thank everyone that's down with the movement. Thank everyone who's done bought the book. And we just encouraging our youth and family members out here to start talking to your kids, learning about your kids, and stop saying what your kids won't do. You know, we want you to start really, really living in a reality world and stop living in a make-believe world, because, you know, it really goes on out here, you know. So we asking people to just wisen up a little bit and just be aware, you know. And thanks to everybody for always tuning in to the Streets Don't Love You Back radio show. And we would just like to everybody just continue supporting the movement.
And we'd like to thank Steve. We lost him. I think he had some phone trouble. But we'd like to thank Steve for coming on the show tonight and sharing part of his life. And we'd like to remind you to join us every Wednesday night, 8:30 Pacific Time, 11:30 Eastern Time, for the Streets Don't Love You Back radio show. And we just remind you again that you can always get the book on our website. You could find out everything that's going on with the movement and us on the website. Right now, the book is available in Detroit, New York, Cincinnati, Arizona, and we're looking, you know, to put it in every state and in every library and so forth, and Cincinnati Library and Detroit Library. It will be in Arizona Library pretty soon, and, you know, like we said, we're going to try to, you know, state by state, just keep it moving. So we'd like to let you thank you all for joining us, and just like to remind you that the streets don't love you back, and we'll see you next week. Good night.
Take care.
You're so funny. You're so funny. I love you, sweetie. My princess.
Don't talk smack. If you got something good to say, just keep it for yourself. No one's gonna love you like you, so depend on no one else. To obtain true wealth, stack your chips up early, honey. But remember, there's more important things in this world than money.
And I say, hush, little baby, don't you cry. Daddy's gonna make everything alright. By chance or fate, I can't see your face here every day. I still think the tears are way to make you happy, whatever it is. Hush, little baby, don't you cry, daddy's gonna make everything alright. I promise to never leave you, I swear I'm gonna stay right by your side. But if by chance or fate, I can't see your face here.